You're listening to The Power of Others, the podcast, season 2020, episode 8. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. The podcast, The Power of Others. Well, thepowerofothers.com, that'll get you there as well. Brought to you by Bula Network. Bula Network LLC is my company, a coaching training company. Find out more by going to the website, growgreat.com. Hey, let's talk about make friends with people who want your best. Okay, there is a subtitle, and people for whom you want what's best. Look around at your friends, look around at the people who surround you, look around at the people that you interact with the most, the people who influence your life, these people with whom you spend much or most of your time. These are the important people in your life. Echoing the law of averages, motivational speaker Jim Rohn said that we are the average of our five closest friends. And it's also been said that if you show somebody your closest friends, they will be able to show you your future. Well, okay, humans are more complex than that. I just don't think that it's quite so cut and dried. It is not a certainty either. Now, associations matter. They matter big time. The compelling proof is found in everybody's life on the planet. We raise our children to make friends with good kids, not troublemakers. And when they become teenagers, well, we want them to guard their hearts so that they don't fall in with the wrong crowd. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, be not deceived. Evil companionships corrupt good morals. Well, we're deceived if we disbelieve it. We can't be closely associated with people expecting that they will have no impact, no influence on us, especially if those people don't want our best. Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, noted intellectual, he included rule number 3 in his book, 12 Rules for Life, subtitled An Anecdote to Chaos. And he wrote, make friends with people who want the best for you. That is rule number 3 of his 12 Rules for Life. Writes Dr. Peterson, friendship is a reciprocal arrangement. You should choose people who want things to be better, not worse. Now, of course, the challenge is knowing what is better and what is worse. And that can be, well, that can be our first deception, not knowing the difference. But Dr. Peterson continues, if you surround yourself with people who support your upward aim, they will not tolerate your cynicism and destructiveness. They will instead encourage you when you do good for yourself and others and punish you carefully when you do not. I completely agree. Upward aim. I kind of like that phrase. Surround yourself with people who support your upward aim. Growth, improvement, instead of people that might support your destructiveness. Damage, ruin, loss. It quite frankly is the difference between good and bad. First, we must decide what we want. It's unlikely, it may even be impossible, that anything in your life is going to be improved until you first make up your mind that that's what you want. Good doesn't just happen. We have got to seek it. We have to crave it deeply enough that we commit to it. We got to do the work. Bad, well, bad does just happen, because bad's just easy. It doesn't require, well, only it requires self-centeredness. We just have to be selfish. We just have to have disregard, really disregard for ourselves and for others. Bad habits occur when we just stop paying attention and do nothing. That's not how it goes with good habits. They demand higher intentions, dedicated effort. It's the difference in building something or letting entropy happen. I don't know anybody who earns a degree in entropy, but there are degrees in architecture. Have you decided to grow? Have you decided to improve? Have you decided to aim higher? Good. Then you're ready. Well, you're ready not only to help yourself, but you're ready to help other people. Look for people who want the best for themselves and others. People who have made up their minds just as you have. That common bond is where it has to start. Okay, well, that all sounds really good, but is it real? Well, not always, because there are plenty of folks who like to talk about this stuff. There are plenty of people who like to talk a big game. Actions show you the reality. Gauge people by how they behave and by the choices that they make, and you will quickly learn who wants their best and who wants your best, too. Just remember, they're also paying attention to you. They're judging you with the same judgment. So be sure that you've made up your mind that you want to aim higher for yourself and others, and then behave accordingly. After you've made up your mind, subtraction is likely going to be necessary. That is, you have people in your life who, well, they're not that interested in your best. Well, they may not even be interested in their own improvement, their own growth, except financially. You're looking for people who value other things more highly than money or financial success. Personal and professional growth, they certainly may include financial success. It's highly likely they do. But friends who want your best and who want the best for themselves and for others, they're not thinking quite that, well, they're not, hopefully, they're not thinking that shallowly. You likely have some people in your life who are in trouble and who also get you in trouble, people who may not be doing so well. And I'm not talking about people in poor health. I'm not talking about people who are down on their luck. I'm not talking about people who aren't doing so well financially. I'm talking about people that aren't doing well because, well, it's the result of bad behavior. I'm talking about people of whom you must ask, as Dr. Peterson does in his book, why? Why are they in trouble? And this isn't a judgmental thing in that we're critically judging. It is a discernment thing. It's we are making a judgment. We are discerning based on what they have done, what they are doing. Now, let's take one extreme here. The drug addict has his reasons, but mostly they're excuses. He's in trouble because of a string of poor choices and bad behavior. Your response to him, well, that's completely up to you. And again, that's an extreme, and your life is likely full of people where it's not that extreme, and as a result, it's a lot more difficult to discern. How are you going to measure the value of others helping you take a higher aim for yourself and the others in your life? How are you going to? Well, that's for you to decide. You have to think about it soberly and carefully. Get to the heart of your relationship. You'll find sometimes the relationships, well, they seem quite one-sided. Okay, make sure that you're seeing it the way it truly is and not with some self-centered bias. Let me use myself as an example, because as I often say, I'd rather pick on myself than you. I'm very prone to help other people. It's just in my DNA. Now, before you think that I'm being all high and noble, let me explain. Advising, counseling, helping people figure it out gives me some very, very deeply intrinsic rewards. I go searching for opportunities like that. And I go searching for those opportunities without any expectation at all. In time, that behavior can drive up the expectation of some. That is, they grow to expect me to continue to jump because, well, it's what I've chosen to do in the past. And that's entirely on me. Nobody's ever pointed a gun at me. Nobody's ever threatened me to get me to do something for them. I doubt they ever will. Of my own free will, I have chosen to do whatever it is I have done to help other people. There comes a time when I have to weigh the value proposition. Now, quite often, the value proposition, at some point, it stops working for me because gratitude breaks down while expectations soar. So I've learned, well, I've tried to learn something, and this is something that's never come easily for me. Asking for and accepting help from others. it has become a barometer that I've begun to use because I have learned how to remedy my previous failings. That is, I've learned to change my behavior so that I don't corrupt what might otherwise be a very profitable reciprocal relationship. So I dive in, I help somebody. They begin to up their expectations of my help. They begin to show less gratitude, continue to up the ante. Now, I'm only sharing what works for me. You have to decide for yourself what works for you. My barometer is really simple. It's those two factors. The first is gratitude. When gratitude is absent or slipping, I'm out. The second factor is my asking for help, but only after repeated, consistent help that I've given. And when it's not readily extended, doesn't mean it has to be top notch. I'm just looking for willingness, to be fair. I'm really just looking for willingness. If I don't see willingness, I'm out. Now, those are two easy barometers that I've chosen to make my own decisions about who wants my best and the best for others, including me. My experiences have taught me that people who lack gratitude are not people who can help me with my own upward aim. My experiences have also taught me that people for whom I've given consistent help, if they are unwilling or reluctant to help me, when I clearly state my request, then they're never going to notice the times that I might need their help, but I just might not be able to ask. I mean, come on, if you can't observe an outright request, you're not going to observe something far more subtle. You can't add value until you subtract those things that diminish the value. So it's kind of the first thing. Stop the bleeding, right? First, let's stop the bleeding. That's why subtraction is necessary. Stop the hurting before you start the healing. I employ those same two barometers for adding people. Now, it takes time. And for me, it's not nearly as easy as subtracting. For a lot of folks, the hard part of subtracting is deciding if you're going to subtract someone and then pulling that off, executing, right? Because we've got all this stuff going on. We got loyalty and we got family, we got friendships. I mean, there are a lot of things that can get in the way. I get it. Professionally, it's easier. Personally, I do understand it can be ridiculously hard, this whole subtraction stuff. Finding people who truly are taking an upward aim, people who are seeking to do good for themselves, they are seeking to do good for others, that is not an easy task. Now, you can find people willing to talk about it. You can find people willing to say that that's what their aim is, but finding people who are really putting in the work, much, much harder. I mean, why do you think it should be easier? This is a good question. I've asked myself this question. Why do we think that it should be easier? We know that accomplishment and achievement and success, these are not easy things. Everybody talks about it. It's pervasive on the internet. But just because people talk about it doesn't mean people are actually achieving it. Doesn't mean people are actually doing anything. The people driven by these things, really, really driven by these things, are rare. They're rare, and they're not rare because of some innate lack. They are mostly rare because of neglect. They are mostly rare because they don't have the resolve, the determination, the willingness to sacrifice. The tough going, that's when I have most seen my two barometers come to life. When a person's drive is really tested, that's when the truth emerges. That's when the truth emerges about ourselves. That's when the truth emerges about other people. All of my subtractions, I thought about this before I hit record. I cannot think of a single subtraction ever in my life that happened during some good time. They all happened during those tough times when things got tough, because that's when I was able to see clearly the impact that other people were having on my life and how my impact was no longer really serving to help them become better. And it wasn't that the tough times were part of my life. That could have been part of their life, right? It's just, it rubs both ways. Remember, it's reciprocal. Well, let's wrap this up with some action items that might be able to help you take what Dr. Peterson calls a higher upward aim. Number one, look in the mirror. You may not see yourself clearly this way, but come on, we have to start somewhere, and no better place to start than with self-examination. Don't focus on anybody else. Don't focus on anything else. Don't make excuses. Don't look for reasons. Just take square aim at you and your part in all of this. Gauge your aim. Is it really upward, or might it be more inward? Selfishness, it's a really hard thing to overcome. Gauge your pride, gauge your ego, gauge your selfishness, and make sure that you're not being selfish in what you want. And maybe you are, but come to terms with it. So step one is look in the mirror. Step number two, make up your mind. Upward aim, growth, improvement, doing well. Well, you got to make up your mind that those are going to be the things that you're going to seek. Those are going to be the things that you're going to take aim at. You may choose to take aim at something else, and that's fine. It's your life. You can do with it as you please. It'll be a colossal waste if you don't choose growth and improvement and doing well and trying to be your ideal best. But remember, all of these things have a cost, and it doesn't matter if you're choosing to do well or to do bad. Everything has a cost, and it's not a cost that you may want to willingly make. The cost of doing good has a high price, but it's not nearly as high as the cost of doing bad. But you got to be willing to make the investment. It demands the heart of a builder, a person committed to their own life architecture, and a person who's willing to help other people architect their own improved lives too. So step number two is make up your mind. Step number three, prove it. Prove it. Now put in the work. Don't just talk the talk. The whole world's talking the talk. Step number four, while you're proving it, find others who are also proving it. Here's the trick. Finding people who are proving it is harder than finding people who make the claim, because the noise is very loud. The noise floor is ridiculously loud and growing louder all the time with all of the internet noise of people who are professing that they are proving it, that they're chasing it, that they're striving to become better. I'm not talking about making more money. I'm talking about growth. I'm talking about improvement. I'm talking about making a real difference in who you are as a person, trying to become a better person. Come on, you and I both know how easy it is to make the claim. You and I can make the claim, and sometimes we do. And that's why step three, prove it, precedes this step. Step four, while you're proving it, find others who are also proving it. You have to get busy proving it yourself before you can accurately gauge other people who are proving it. Today's episode is brought to you by The Peer Advantage. If you are interested in surrounding yourself with other like-minded people who are taking a higher aim, then I would encourage you to check out thepeeradvantage.com. The charter group is going to be 8 small to medium-sized business owners from around America who will come together virtually using a video conferencing platform. We'll gather a couple of times a month for the express purpose of what we've talked about in today's show, to help each other. The tagline of the podcast really says it all. Helping leaders make better decisions faster, helping people leverage the power of others. This charter group of the Peer Advantage by Bula Network is a group of business people who are going to come together to help one another improve our lives, our businesses, our relationships, every aspect of who we are as humans. ThePeerAdvantage.com. You can find all the details. Click that Apply Now button. Fill out that brief survey so that we can have a conversation. You've just listened to Season 2020, Episode 8, The Power of Others Podcast. I'm glad you clicked play. I hope you are a subscriber. I hope you'll tell a friend. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell.